Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are simulcasting the second half of the syndicated radio show. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's 12 noon to 4 p.m. weekdays. And we simulcast at least the last 2 hours. Some days we do the whole show. Simulcasting in living color, the radio show turns into a slash TV show at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv supporters out there that are members. And all the listeners listening, of course, on the radio as well. We're going to take a few calls, finish up with Sherry and others. Phil Berg is coming up. I haven't in months covered the birther issue, his birth certificate, because I wanted to sit back and really study it first. And I've been studying it now for a year. And I can say that where there's smoke, there's fire. They're covering up, they're hiding something. And I can say that I would... pretty much certainty now. It looks like he probably was born in Kenya. And this is becoming a major issue. And so now we're going to tackle it. And the new Obama film also gets into it some. I wanted to make a film just on all the other bad stuff he's doing. Because they always say, no one will attack his real policies. And that's totally made up. We do go over the policies and the deceit and the corruption. But Phil Berg's coming up. Sherry in Texas was talking about the squalene and other chemicals they put in vaccines, not just the mercury or aluminum, that cause the autoimmune disease and that cause the body to attack itself. And how suddenly out of the blue, tens of millions of Americans are getting these autoimmune diseases. And I remember during the approval, during the trials of Gardasil, the human papillomavirus, live cancer virus vaccine, why were they pushing this national vaccine for something that kills 3,000 people a year? That's not that many for cancer. Way down the list. Very easily treatable. The vaccine itself didn't protect, they admitted, against most strains of the virus. So it made no sense till you realize that Merck's cold-blooded eugenicist with all the other stuff they do. And then these women were taking it, and they were bleeding out of all their orifices and getting these red rashes and having an autoimmune disease where the body just attacks itself. And then after your body kind of burns out, then you don't have any immune system left. First it goes crazy, then and they're in wheelchairs and they're dying. And I keep talking about this, you know, Google for folks right now on screen, guys, Gardasil deaths or Gardasil autoimmunity. I mean, they know it does this. But the drug company got government immunity. And so this lady Sherry was bringing up for people that just joined us. She's been doing her own research off we talked about with what these immune activators like squalene and others do. Tell folks more about it in closing.
Well, they're antigen sparing, which means that they claim that this is wonderful because we get to reduce the amount of vaccine that we need for the dose. But what they really mean by antigen sparing is they're putting an adjuvant in there. And
yeah, it turns your immune system way up so it recognizes the tiny amount of cancer virus they put in you.
Exactly. They boost a more robust response and words like that. And that's kind of creepy. But they like to make things that are horrible sound good. They say like their strategic goal is to expand the supply of pre-pandemic and pandemic influenza vaccines, but their specific aim is to, you know, determine whether the antigens can be used safely and effectively with adjuvants. You know, they specifically mention the adjuvants, and they've never been approved in the United States. The adjuvant squalene has never been approved. So, you know, that's pretty scary. It's never been approved. But
they've been given FDA...
yeah.
Waivers under the
immunity.
Pandemic emergency to put it in there.
Yeah, that's like giving someone immunity for murder premeditatively.
These are eugenicists. Great point, Sherry. Glad you checked out the info for yourself and found out it was far worse than I was even saying. It always is, folks. I don't have words to describe it. One has to see the Matrix. One can't be told about it.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bill J. Burg, Esquire, the first attorney who filed suit against Barack H. Obama, challenging Senator Obama's lack of constitutional qualifications eligibility to serve as President of the United States, and his cases that are still pending in federal court, Berg versus Obama, Third Circuit Court of Appeals, number 08-4340. Berg as Realtor versus Obama, U.S. District Court, the District of Columbia, number 08-CV.01933. ObamaCrimes.com is his site. You know, I really respect Phil Berg, and I was aware of a lot of his work on the Bill of Rights, the Constitution previously. He was also, a deputy attorney general of a major state. He's just done a lot of important work. And so I first saw him early in the campaign start looking at Obama and the birth certificate. And we've had him on many times, and we've covered it. I didn't put it in the Obama deception, the big premiere film about Obama, because I knew so many others were covering the birth certificate and that so many Democrats had closed their minds to the birth certificate. It was seen as partisan, even though Mr. Berg is a registered Democrat and involved, you know, with the ACLU and everything else, a lifelong Democrat, that it wasn't partisan. It was a constitutional crisis issue and how he could be blackmailed with this info, which is clearly going on now. So in the Obama deception, we cover his carbon tax, his anti-gun stance, his wanting to start all these new wars, lying and hiring nothing but lobbyists, his handlers, the Federal Reserve people like Geithner, who were telling Bush what to do with the bailout, literally his bosses on the financial takeover being Obama's handlers. That's why the Obama deception didn't get into it. It gets into everything that wasn't being covered, everything that wasn't being looked at, while at the same time we've been covering the birther issue, as it's called, here on air. Now, why do I have Phil Berg here? Why is he going to be on a lot more? Why are we going to get Colonel Hollister, who's one of his clients, one of the high-level military officers, coming out and saying, I want to see the birth certificate? Because it's now reached mega crest level. Obama lies and says, I'm not going to hire any lobbyists. All he hires is lobbyists. He says he's fighting banker bailout money to Goldman Sachs. It turns out, and AIG, that he wrote a special piece to the bill to do it. People know Obama's a liar now. His approval rating's gone from 84 in the highest for Rasmussen to 49 in 6 months. I mean, he is dropping like a rock right now in a big way. And people know that when the media just says there's no truth, you're kooks, how dare you ask to look at the birth certificate, everybody's seen the birth certificate. When they put out a receipt of birth certificate itself, according to many mainline experts and people matching them with their receipts for birth certificate, is a forgery. So people see all this, and they're really starting to ask very serious questions. Then the Washington Post comes out and makes fun, and then we're going to Phil Berg, of anybody and everybody that asks questions. The birther brouhaha. Washington Post. And it says, speculation about the true citizenship of President Barack Obama has resurfaced in recent days, in part thanks to a viral video. Despite a widely circulated copy of his certificate of live birth, notices in two Honolulu newspapers and other evidence, some won't let the issue die. Fanning the flames are commentators Lou Dobbs and Rush Limbaugh, who have suggested the question remains unsolved, excuse me, and 10 House Republicans who have co-sponsored bills that will require presidential candidates to provide a copy of their original birth certificate. And then they ask this stupid poll question. What for you would clear up the question of Obama's citizenship? An official certificate and birth notices from two newspapers? A time machine visit to the hospital on the day of the alleged birth. Tie him up, throw him in the water. If he floats, he's an American, saying it's a witch hunt. Nothing ever. So see, this poll is meant to ridicule anybody asking questions. Even the semi-serious first question, first option, an official certificate and birth notices from two newspapers. See, an official birth certificate would have done it, but they won't do it. Why? Why has he signed an executive order blocking the release of that document? Oh, yes. So, see, now we have his grandmother reportedly saying he was born there. Now we have the government saying they put a plaque up at his birthplace. I mean, all of this evidence. And now we have the expert, the guy who was there day one on all of this. And my whole issue is I didn't know one way or the other. But the way they act suspicious, the way they act scared. Then I saw Bill Maher this weekend. I watched politically, his little propaganda real time with Bill Maher. And he acted scared. Mrs. Eisenhower on the show acted scared. They're freaked out. And now I know why. Everywhere congressmen go, they're shouted down by this issue under the surface. Because when the mainstream media just pats somebody on the head and says, you've seen the birth certificate, when we haven't. And when there's all these cover-ups going on and his mother not being living in the United States long enough when she had him, because you've got to have one parent who's lived here a certain amount of time for him to be president. He's not eligible that way either. Any way you cut it, this is crazy. We now go to Phil Berg, and I appreciate him joining us. I just wanted to recap the basics, ObamaCrimes.com. Bottom line, Mr. Berg, what's really going on here?
Well, it's a massive cover-up. I believe this is the biggest hoax ever put forth to the citizens of this country in over 230 years in the history of our country. And one person's responsible for it, and that's Actually, his real name, we believe, is not Barack Hussein Obama. We believe his legal name today is Barry Sotura when he was adopted in Indonesia. And when all was said and done, and the truth will come out, I think Obama or Sotura, whatever you want to call him, his wife Michelle Obama, Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, other officials of the Democratic National Committee, senior campaign officials, and now senior administration officials who know the truth about this should all be subjected to the criminal justice system and tried, and those that are convicted should go to jail, and Obama should go to jail and then be deported. This is outrageous what is going on here. When Arnold Schwarzenegger, people have talked to him, the governor of California, about running for president, what has he said? Amend the Constitution. And Barack Obama, basically, without saying it is, he's saying, I'm walking all over the Constitution. I don't care about the Constitution. Why would all of his records, every record of Obama is sealed. Every record. And I'm the first one who gave a response on why his college records are being sealed. I believe his records from Occidental, Columbia University, and Harvard Law School are sealed because I believe they will show that he applied for and received foreign aid. This is outrageous. The national media should be the, I don't know if you saw it on Saturday's New York Times, they actually quoted one of my quotes. They interviewed me because of the upswing with the media. And I said, I wish the national media, including the New York Times, I wish I could sue them for not properly vetting Obama. This is a total disgrace. For 2 years, they didn't do anything. But look what they did to Sarah Palin. Not that I'm saying I'm for her, but they ripped her apart. What did they do to Obama? Anything he says is no big deal. I love the one when it was getting near the November elections. And he stated, I'm now in my, I arrived in Oregon. This is my 57th state, and they wouldn't let me go to Alaska or Hawaii. I didn't know we had 59 states in this country, in this great country of ours. And you know what? If anybody else had said that, it would have been front page news for weeks. Because remember, going back to Dan Quayle, Dan Quayle just misspelled the word potato, and they didn't let him live it down. But Obama gets a free ride no matter what's going on. I think he just stepped too far when he was commenting on this incident with the police officer the other day. I think that this might, with everything else, and as you said, Alex, all his promises are turning into fiction at this point because he talks out of both sides of his mouth, but that's not why I'm there. I'm there to enforce the U.S. Constitution. I'm there for the 305 million people in this country who deserve to know the truth. I'm there for our forefathers, and I'm there for the 1.5 million men and women who have died over the years fighting in various wars to protect their Constitution. In addition, there's another 1.5 million who were wounded. So that's over 3 million men and women have died or been wounded fighting to protect this Constitution, which Obama is trying to tear apart.
You know, Mr. Berg, I don't want to get into conspiracy theories, but were they planning this so they can then have to have an amendment to make a foreign-born president for Schwarzenegger? I mean, if they knew he was born in Kenya, and this was so unbelievable for me that I had trouble, even though I know you're a credible person, in really getting my mind around this. And then as the cover-up expanded, and now they won't release any of his college records and his foundation records and his mother's records and his father's records, and they guard them like it's the Kennedy assassination, you know, records or something. I mean, they're certainly acting suspicious, and now they're on TV going, we're scared. You know, these crazies won't listen to us. We've given them the records when they haven't given us the records, and they would have just released the stinking birth certificate and this cover-up of saying they have released all his records when it's not true. I got to tell you, Mr. Berg, you know, I will take my time making a decision about something. And if I'm not sure, I'll hold back. But in time, in the fullness of time, hindsight's 20/20, as they say, I got to tell you, my gut and all the intellectual evidence tells me he was born in Kenya. It fits in with his dad, the madrasas, you know, growing up in Indonesia, his real name's Barry Sotura. Everything about this guy is fake. How could the CIA, how could the Justice Department, how could the government let him become president knowing this would come out?
Well, first off, I've been advised by some high people over in Britain that our FBI FBI and CIA know the truth about him, but there's no reporting. When you run for president, there's nobody you have to check in and show that you are who you are. But think about it. He's committed fraud in every one of the states unless he can show us documentation that he has legally changed his name after being adopted in Indonesia. By signing his name as Barack Hussein Obama, that would be fraud.
Stay there. Yeah. Again, you're a great legal mind. He's done hundreds of things. We'll cover them when we come back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm just ranting because for a year or more, I've been looking and studying the birther issue, and you have scales. And early on, there was more evidence that he was born in Kenya than that he was born in Hawaii. And having a fake name and covering up his history and saying he doesn't have Muslim roots. I'm not saying that's bad, but lying about it and now saying he does have Muslim roots and saying he's a Muslim on TV and speech after speech and saying it was an accident later, probably done on purpose. And just all his deception and covering up the college records. And but Attorney Phil Berg has gone over the Constitution, Bill of Rights, him lying on entrance forms. You were getting to that, Mr. Berg, the first lawyer to speak up, the first guy to file suits. You were getting into all the lies we know he's told, how you were saying he should be prosecuted for fraud. Get into that.
Well, I think, first off, let me say this. The significant is the fact that this has been around on the Internet for over 2 years. Significant is the fact that in June 2008, 2 months before I got involved in this, on the Obama campaign website, they put this document, which they keep trying to say is a birth certificate. It's not. It's a certification of live birth, and our expert has determined, and it's on our website, ObamaCrimes.com, that the document is a phony. It's a fraud. It's been altered. First off, so when I filed my, I got a phone call at the beginning of August 2008 from an individual I've worked with for years, a young lady, Linda, and she said, Phil, have you heard about this Obama not being natural born citizen? I said, absolutely. Do you know about it? I said, not too much. She said, well, check it out. She said, it's for real. He's not natural born. He has no business being president. And Phil, you're the only attorney in the country with brass you-know-what to sue Obama. So I looked into it, and 2 weeks later, I sued Obama. I sued him August 21st, 2008. That's significant because that was before the Democratic National Convention. I sued Obama, and not only Obama, I sued the Democratic National Committee. Think about it, Al. Two different roles. Obama wanted to be president, but the Democratic National Committee, of course, wanted a Democrat as president. But they had a higher duty, in my opinion, and that is to convey to the American public that they have a qualified candidate. I expected them to do something. They didn't, because they didn't respond before the convention. He got nominated. He had his big thing at the football stadium, and a month later they filed a joint motion to dismiss, which infuriated me. It just showed that there was collusion between both of them, and I really mean that. When I filed suit August 21st, significant is, and I put out a press release, I said, Obama, if I am incorrect, prove me wrong. Show me your long form, your vault copy of your birth certificate, and I'll walk away. I'll go away. And did he show that to me? No, he didn't show that to me. What did he do? Nothing. He didn't respond to that, which is significant because, and the vault copy for your listeners is different. The vault copy of a birth certificate, and those that have a real birth certificate will know, a vault copy has the weight of the baby, the length of the baby, it has the doctor, the hospital name, the doctor's signature. All of these things which I just mentioned are not on this phony, this certification of live birth. And a certification of live birth, back then, they might have changed it recently in Hawaii, what it's going to be used for, but back then, you could not even register your child for Little League. You couldn't get a passport on it. You couldn't get a land grant in Hawaii based upon that. So, and they keep trying to shove it down our throat. Like you had Chris Matthews on MSNBC last week waving in front of the camera. Well, hey, Chris, watch what you're waving. You're not waving a birth certificate. Stop being phony out there. They're covering it more and more because I think part what happened with Congressman Cassell in Delaware. He held a town meeting on June 30th, 2009, and the woman stood up and said, here's my birth certificate. Basically, where's Obama's birth certificate? The congressman said that he is a citizen. The whole audience booed. And since then, it's really taken off.
The point I was going to make, and we're going to play that video when we come back in the next segment, or part of it, is that this was spontaneous, and now other videos are surfacing with Democrat and Republican congressmen being booed, and whole crowds are spontaneously angry, even Democrats. This is a massive underground issue, probably the biggest issue, because I think at a fundamental level, but you're the expert, give me your inside take on this. I don't think anybody's got their finger on the pulse of this like Phil Berg is online with us right now. But when we come back, I want to ask you, and then we're going to play this clip, you know, the big question. Is the main issue that people are insulted by being patted on the head and said, we've shown you the birth certificate, sit down and shut up, when Kenyan newspapers are saying he was born over there and they're proud of it. His grandmother's running around on video saying he was born over there. His dad lived over there. He's got his cousin starting, you know, riots over there with Obama advising him in the Senate how to do it. You've got Obama operating under another name, lying on college forms, sealing everything. What's making folks so upset?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Take a few calls with Bill Burr coming up before he leaves us in about 27 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Specifically for Phil Burr on this subject. We're going to be having him up a lot more in the future because going back last year, I said it looked like they were covering up and he was probably born in Kenya. Or certainly his mother didn't live in the United States long enough. They have laws on that to be able to then him to be president. Because you can't just have one parent who's a U.S. citizen, too, and be president. So we'll break that down with the expert Phil Berg here in just a moment and take your phone calls and play this video that's getting so much attention. But everywhere I go, people come up to me in grocery store lines and they say, Alex, what's going on with the birth certificate? And I go, he lies about everything. His name, Barack Obama, isn't even his real name. He's covering it up. Why hasn't he released it? Why, before this was an issue, did they post the fake certificate, the receipt? See, I mean, as an investigator, And anybody who's researched any basic criminology, this really looks bad. But again, to say we're kooks and nuts and bad to want it to be released, we're not bad. He needs to prove it. I mean, you got to show this to get a driver's license or to get on welfare or to join the military, but not to be president. Going to Phil Berg in just a moment. I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is Home Gain. If you go to Infowars.com, you can click on Max, the little orange gorilla. He's their mascot. And that's if you forget the web address. It's HomeGain.com. And the best part about the site is it can make you or save you a ton of money and is absolutely 100% free. Free, free, free. It's advertiser-driven. And so it's HomeGain.com, bunch of free services like the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can help increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset find. A quality realtor at HomeGain.com. They also have other systems where you can put in your home address, and they give you what the industry is internally seeing, what your home is really worth. HomeGain.com. And lastly, in these crazy uncertain times with crime exploding, talk of martial law, depression, all this crud, it's not enough to just own firearms. You see record firearms purchasing going on and ammo purchasing. You need firearms training. And you can take a local course and get the basics of safety, but then the next level is Front Sight. And long before they were a sponsor, this was the name of above law enforcement and military training. But it's not a Rambo attitude, tough guy thing. It is a family training situation, and they have a deal where you can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar, and act fast. You can get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice absolutely free. It's frontsight.com. You do not want to miss this deal, and believe me, if I wasn't tied down making films and writing books and running the radio show and doing all the stuff I'm doing, I would be at Front Sight. I almost went to Front Sight 9 years ago because everybody I know is telling me how great it is. I've gotten rusty on my Second Amendment. And I used to be just an unbelievable, a scary shot, folks. I got into the same hole with a deer rifle at 200 yards. Now I'm lucky to hit the bullseye. You need your training. It's 4 and 5 day courses, super inexpensive. Frontsight.com. Frontsight.com. Check out everything on the site, or sign up for their free newsletter at frontsight.com. Okay, going now to our esteemed guest, ObamaCrimes.com. I really appreciate his courage, his doggedness, his stick-to-itness, and his instinct to get on this case. And before, we'd interview Mr. Berg a year ago about this, more than a year ago, and he'd say, well, I'm a Democrat. I like Obama. I just, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, a lot more has come out. Run through, before we go to calls, more of the evidence of the cover-up and the fact that this is building and that first question before we hit the break, Mr. Berg, why is it now exploding? Is it the way the media just dismisses everybody and the way Obama's been caught lying about so much other stuff?
Well, I think it's because, number one, Obama's dropping in the polls. He's not coming through on the various proposals. He said he was going to be the candidate of change. And when you said, I think he's even set himself up to be blackmailed, and I think he could be blackmailed already. Think about it. Candidate of change, his cabinet is 70% Bill Clinton. Who's his Secretary of Defense? Bill Gates, left over from Bush? Does that even make sense? It doesn't make sense. And he recently talked about reducing the restrictions on travel to Cuba. Perhaps Cuba, perhaps Castro has a copy of his documentation. What happens when China and Russia get it? What happens when Iran gets it? Because you know these papers are around there, and you know some of these foreign governments, they'll pay $1 million for it. But talking about $1 million, why would Obama...
I got to stop you, Phil. Incredible point. All the time they catch clerks at DMVs selling 10,000 fake driver's license, $3,000 a piece. They're getting millions. They're constantly catching federal clerks selling data. You better believe foreign governments would pay $10 million for the proof.
Absolutely. What happens when Iran gets approved? What's that going to cost us? And perhaps that's why when Obama travels overseas, every place he's going, he's been apologizing for the United States. We should.
What about bowing before the king of Saudi Arabia?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And did the media make a big thing about that? Not at all. He gets a free ride. Like I say, I wish we could sue the national media. I think, though, because of what's happening at these town meetings, that tape went out and other people now are being questioned about it. It's now spreading out to more and more people. Like you said, people must show their own, your listeners have to show their birth certificate for Little League, for driver's license, for college, for marriage, different things in different states, but for a passport. Why is Obama getting a free ride? You know, somebody said he loves this. He loves being out there with this because it diverts attention from other things. I disagree with that person the other day on the air on a different show. He doesn't want this thing. He had hoped it would go away with this document 2 months before I got into it. And I'm proud to say that I'm glad I got into it because since I have, it's mushroomed into lawsuits all across this country, which didn't get the media attention. But it's now getting the media attention because you have congressmen. One congressman introduced a new bill, a new piece of legislation, which he's gotten seven other Republicans, a Republican that introduced it, saying that as of the year 2012, anyone running for president should have to show proof that they are a natural-born citizen. Well, why are no Democrats joining into that? Because they all know that he's not natural-born. They won't join into it because that's when Obama plans to run for re-election. But I hope to legally remove him from office before that. We're not in a only in a financial crisis in this country. We have a constitutional crisis. Think about it. Every law that he's signed, every appointment that he's made, is void or voidable. And look what he's doing now to even bypass Congress. He's appointing his czars. I think he's up to 19 czars or something like that. Each czar is going to spend $10 to $20 million for their staff because a czar doesn't have to. It's not a cabinet person. Doesn't have to go through the scrutiny of the Senate. Not that the scrutiny of the Congress is so good anymore because just of what they've done here. They've been giving a rubber stamp to this guy. And it's a disgrace. And that's why the three lawsuits pending. The case is significant right now. I mentioned the Hollister case, but a significant one is, for your listeners, I filed a case that was sealed back on November 7th, 2008. And I couldn't talk about it. It wasn't sealed because I filed against Obama. It was sealed because it was filed under what's called the False Claims Act, or QUITAM, Q-U-I-T-A-M. All False Claims Act cases are sealed. The basic False Claims Act comes against for Medicaid and Medicare fraud. It's like one of your listeners might know their neighborhood's ripping off the government. So they would file this action against a neighbor, and they would file on behalf of themselves and as the relator on behalf of the United States government. The government is served, but your neighbor is not served. So in my case, the government was served, but Obama was not served. It gives the government 60 days to review the case to make one of three decisions. One, that they will prosecute the case. Two, that the relator can prosecute the case on behalf of the government. Or three, to close out the case and not prosecute me. Well, very few cases are closed. But what happened in my case when I filed it? Number one, the 60 days stretched into about 6 months because they got extensions. They filed for a motion to dismiss the action. I filed it. Interesting case. When we went to court, because it was a sealed case, I couldn't talk about it. When the attorneys arrived in the room, everyone there, they locked the door. The windows in the back were actually covered. I mean, this was a sealed case. At the end of the judge walks out and says, I just want you to know, Mr. Berg, that this is the D.C. D.C. Federal Court, and the D.C. Court of Appeals, they have their own Court of Appeals because there's so many cases against the government, has ruled that I can give no input in this case. So at the end of your presentation, it'll be up to the government whether they want to proceed or not. How outrageous is that, Alex? So what I did is I did proceed.
Well, for those that don't know, hold on, Mr. Berg, you're dropping bombshell after bombshell.
Sure.
So they're not even following proper judicial proceedings. They've now turned it into a pure kangaroo court with the judge saying my hands are tied. I mean, that right there lets us know this is thermal nuclear level. They're definitely desperate to cover this up.
Well, yes and no on that. They said, I mean, before me, they said False Claims Act, they can't have input. Different than the Ninth Circuit in California, because the law, and I'll go along with the Ninth Circuit, because it says that the relator can have a hearing. Well, if you're going to have a hearing, and the hearing's in front of a judge, why would you have a hearing with no input from the judge? It just doesn't make sense. So what I did is, after that, that they ruled against me, I filed a motion for reconsideration. We looked further, and we found a statute called conflict of interest. And Eric Holder is in a definite conflict of interest. Well, you should have seen the response from the government.
So he has to recuse himself, but obviously he doesn't.
Right. We asked him to recuse himself, either appoint me, let me proceed with the case, or if they want further questions about the case, to appoint a special prosecutor. Their response was, believe it or not, well, Eric Holder hasn't signed any of the pleadings in this case. Duh, who's your boss, you assistant? You know what I mean? Who's your boss? Is there a conflict of interest in Eric Holder? Number one, he was on Obama's campaign committee staff. Number two, he was one of the few individuals named to select the vice president for Obama. And number three, he's now the attorney general, which is the person responsible to enforce the laws in this country, and also the person who gives advice to the president. Now, if that's not conflict of interest, I don't know what it is. The difference is, this now, I've asked for a hearing, and the next few weeks we should have an open hearing in Washington, D.C.
Okay, Phil, in the time we've got left, because you've got your, again, finger on the pulse of this more than anybody out there, as best you can tell from your deep research and all your sources out there, what's the real chain of events? Born in Kenya, when did he come to the U.S.? Why is he covering up the college papers? And where do you see all this going? How do you see this playing out?
Well, it's going to be tough unless we get the public behind us, because right now the courts aren't letting us have any discovery. I mean, the court in Philadelphia, that case, which is coming up for a hearing in October, the Third Circuit, deals with the fact that I don't have standing. With that, for your listeners, I mean, I don't have standing, Alex Jones doesn't have standing, and none of you listening to the show has standing.
A U.S. citizen doesn't have standing to enforce the Constitution,
right,
which is asinine.
Isn't that asinine? Especially because the 10th Amendment, where it goes back to we the people. The second, the Hollister case is a good case, and then we'll try to get him on the air with you. That's the Air Force colonel saying, obey your order, or can I legally disobey your order because you're a usurper? And the third one, which is the pressing one, which hopefully we'll be hearing soon on this False Claims Act. In that case, though, I filed a little different. That was Berg versus Soturo, because I'm claiming in that case that Barry Soturo is an illegal alien. Therefore, his 3.5 years as U.S. senator was a fraud, and therefore his salary and benefits of over $1 million should come back to the U.S. Treasury. So for them not to allow me to proceed, if we proceed in that case, as soon as we get discovery in any case, Obama will have to be out of office. I am sure. Listen, if he was born in Hawaii, he would have produced his vault copy of his birth certificate. People say the governor saw it, the officials there. If you look at their statements very carefully, and I'll send you a copy of a letter, you can post it if you want, that I sent to Lou Dobbs to clear his act up. They said they saw a birth certificate. They never said it's from Hawaii. And if it was, they would have said it, you would have seen it. His records at colleges are sealed because I'm sure it's going to show that he applied for and received foreign aid. I mean, we don't have.
Well, it's more than that. I have a copy of my vault. It's like a blueprint. It's like stamped on there. It's not the receipts that everybody gets and uses for regular business. And it's such a simple thing. I think everybody, because they have a birth certificate, knows that when they're being shown a receipt and told, you're stupid, this is a birth certificate, that it insults their intelligence. And then they find out about the Barry Soturo and his dad and the communism and... here's the bigger question. We know, Phil, the establishment isn't going to let somebody in like this, knowing this, unless they plan to use it. The more I look at it, it looks like they picked him and chose him just because he was so compromised, and they've known this the whole time and just wanted to hold it over his head, and then now you and millions of others are sabotaging their little game plan, and you can say, well, they'll ignore us in the courts, and, you know, World Net Daily could put up some billboards. But the issue is, in the court of public opinion, I think this is one of the other things that is destroying him right now. So we're going to convict him either way because he continues to cover up the truth.
I think we're going to force, if we can get the number of people to increase, We can, you hit it right on the head. The court of public opinion. We can, if we get, let's say we get 75 million people to follow Alex Jones, Phil Berg, our website. If we can on certain days say tomorrow, everyone should call the White House switchboard and demand to see the birth certificate. We can blow out their switchboard. The next day we can call ABC, NBC, CBS. We can ask people to email letters. We can get very easy, get, I think it's 5 or 6 people to stand at a major intersection. He's holding a sign so it spells out, Obama, where is your birth certificate? At a busy intersection, and we're going to do this off of ObamaCrimes.com, a busy intersection at rush hour could hit between 5 and 20,000 people, depending on, you know.
And regardless, this is a practice action in mass mobilization and taking action. This is how we save the country. Again, I go back to what you said, Phil. They will not release the original birth certificate, and this game of telling us that we don't have a right to see it or that we've seen it isn't going to work. Let's play this clip of this congressman where this one lady gets up and then spontaneously everybody's shouting him down. This shows this issue is mega viral, and this video is scaring the establishment. They admit they're scared. Why are they scared of something that isn't true? Here it is.
Okay, this lady in red has got her hand up for some time.
Thank you. Congressman Castle, I want to know, I have a birth certificate here from the United States of America saying I am an American citizen with a seal on it, signed by a doctor with a hospital administrator's name, my parents, my date of birth, the time, the date. I want to go back to January 20th, and I want to know, why are you people ignoring his birth certificate?
Back it up. We're going to come back and finish it, then we're going to take calls in the next segment in the 5 minutes after that. Then we have another guest coming up to also talk about Obama. But here's the Rasmussen poll. He's fallen below 50. He has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history at this point in his administration.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You can watch the rest of it up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, show folks a smaller bubble of that video so they can see the title of it and find it for themselves on YouTube or on the web. It's titled McCassell on Pebo's Birth Certificate. Now, the issue here, and this one version has 700,000 views, or to be technical, 697,000 views. The issue here, this is what's scaring the establishment, is they all start chanting and standing up and screaming at him in a spontaneous verbal riot almost. I think that shows the numbers are bigger than 25 million people. You've had a random congressional event with Congressman Castle that the majority, and I'm watching those people closely, get up and are screaming. And you notice he said he is a citizen. Yeah, you can be a citizen and be born in Austria. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a citizen, but he's not eligible to be president. Phil Berg.
Growing bigger and bigger because they don't know how to respond, and they're all saying that we've seen the birth certificate, and if we get the word out, they haven't seen the birth certificate. And the reason they won't show the birth certificate, if they show it, he's done, because the birth certificate will show he was born in Kenya. I have on our website the paternal grandmother, Sarah Obama's statement in Swahili, that she was in the hospital. She was there when he was born, but his half-sister and half-brother were present there. Why doesn't he refer to his black grandmother? He only referred to his white grandmother, who died right before the November elections.
Why doesn't he take care? Why doesn't he take care of all his family? I got family that I help out some. He doesn't even care about brothers. He doesn't care about grandmothers. I mean that right there, boy, this is not a very compassionate person.
Well, his aunt is living in Boston. I tried to visit with her, but she wouldn't talk to me up in Boston, who's here as an illegal alien. And I think that's the same status as Obama. His half-brother's living in Kenya on $1 a month. I mean, he gave supposedly Odinga, his cousin over there, he gave over $1 million. Odinga lost the election, but then he burned down churches with people in it, and they finally put him in office to stop some of the
death and destruction that was going on.
And that's the other issue. You're not just saying that, Phil. I mean, the Senate letters from Obama advising how to riot, he's like a savage revolutionary. My God, he's setting up a dictatorship. Phil, stay there 5 more minutes. We'll take a few calls from William, David, Ron, and Daniel. I have quick questions, folks, for Phil Berg. We're going to have Phil Berg back up again next week. And yes, the last interview for the new Obama film is Phil Berg. We're going to interview him this weekend. So that will be in the new film as well. This is huge. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.